Live at the Mutiny. Outstanding. That's from all three customers, by the way.
So I want to talk about what you were just saying, Lou, about the Jay Cutler bandwagon. What were you saying about
that? Well, I was saying many people hopped on the Jay Cutler bandwagon too soon. I mean, he was unproven. He's a fantasy football quarterback. He's got good numbers. I mean, that should have been seen through last year when he blew one. All he had to win was one game last year out of the last three, and he
but
failed.
We all were so suckered in.
Yes, and I drank canned beer for almost a year because I was awaiting his arrival in Chicago. You know, the only winner from that was Sherman. Hey, see you later.
With all your money in Charmin. Who the hell makes Charmin?
I don't know. Mr. Whipple. Mr. Whipple does. And then another thing, as we were talking earlier today, if Kyle Orton was playing last Thursday night, the Bears would have won.
Truer statement because they would have gotten past the 20.
and
he would just booted like 15 field goals or
put it in Mater.
Because think about it, they blew three scoring opportunities, three like red zone scoring opportunities. That's 21 points. Yeah. It could have been a blowout. It was a very tough game.
Yes, it was.
That last interception was a knife. It was a knife. And I felt kind of embarrassed they were going to win it if they would have won. I mean, if they would have scored that touchdown, I would have kind of been embarrassed to have taken that, but I would have taken the W.
Oh, no. It would have been a nice W, especially with Minnesota.
That would have been a huge comeback. That would have been
that. You really think so? I mean, even when he threw that fifth pick.
No, the fifth pick, you know, kind of cut us off because that was the end of it. But if that would have been a touchdown, I would have taken it.
I think we should start out, you know, when's Caleb Haney going to make an appearance? You know, if this was last year, everybody would be screaming for Haney. Maybe not.
Yeah, come on.
The rampant.
Come on, Lou. You're pulling my leg here, Lou.
I'm bitter.
Stop, Lou.
I'm just bitter. The Giants are losing. The Bears are losing.
My Bears are losing. What's Pittsburgh's record?
They're 6-3 right now.
Jesus, I'd take 6-3 in a heartbeat.
Yeah. Unless they're behind Cincinnati, then it's not so good.
What's the Bengals, 8-2?
7-2.
Wow.
Holy shit. I don't know. Are we getting near the end of our podcast time here?
We're at...
I want to throw a special shout-out to... I want to throw out a special shout-out to our Allentown, Pennsylvania contingent.
All right. Yeah. Woo-hoo! We're living here in Allentown, and they're closing all the factories down.
Yes, but the Ring Bologna factory is surviving, and we're going to have the meat table next Sunday will be supplied by Greg Potter of the Allentown contingent.
Greg,
thank you very much. That's Greg, round donuts.
Oh, that's hilarious, man. I can't even read this thing. All right. Well, of course, Lou, we have our question of the week. And,
I'm ready.
This one,
what it could be.
Okay. I have to ask, age you lost your virginity and where?
Wow. Where and when? Well, I would have to say it would be on my wedding night.
At a podcast.
At the reception hall, you know. Lou was a good boy. I stepped on the glass, we said mazel tov, and I got to business. You know? That's I'll leave it at that.
I don't even know what to say.
Okay.
Well, I just don't. I'm totally flabbergasted. There. Okay. Yeah. Good. 10 seconds. Give me the.
Have an outstanding week and stop on by next Sunday. We have a table of meat supplied from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Go Bears!
All right.
The
This is a commish reminding you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Crime Scene Cleanup. When there is evidence to be altered, you can count on Lou every Sunday at the Mutiny, 2428 Northwestern Avenue in Chicago. Tell them Lou.